Vayter and Shas. We are on Daf Nun Dalet, picking up on Nun Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page, second to last line. Really should have finished this up last night. Sorry, I couldn't, but here we go. So basically, what you need to know is that the Chacham said that we do a Tkia. True, a Tkia is considered three individual things, and that's how they get to the number of between 21 and 48. And Rabbi Huda comes and he says that Tkia is considered like one unit. So the Gemara asks, Keman azlahad amar Rav Kahana, who goes like the statement that Rav Kahana says, that ain made Tkia l'truma, l'trua v'lo klum. There's no amount of break between Tkia and Trua. It should just be a one solid continuance. Rashi says, lo ya mafsik bin time elikadei nishima. If you have to take a breath, of course, you have to blow the shofar between the two of them, but you don't do any more than the breath. Who's that go like? Come on, says, what do you guys go like? It goes like Rabbi Huda. Sounds like it's going to Rabbi Huda. It says that they're all considered like one, and therefore you have to make sure that you keep them all together. As Gemara Pshita, what do you mean? Obviously, this is going to Rabbi Huda. What exactly is the chiddush that you would say this? Beep, turn the page. Nun dalam alaf. Ma'od etema, afil karabanan, lafuke mid Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe you would have thought that it's really the Rabbanan, the Tanakama that we said before, which is who says that that's Tekia true and Tekia is considered like three. But it's not coming against Rav Yehuda. There's another opinion known as Rav Yochanan, a new one that we didn't yet bring up. Right now, you have to understand, a little intro to understand Rav Yochanan. On Rosh Hashanah, we blow three sets of Tekia true and Tekia for Machir, Zichronis, and Shofros, a grand total of nine blasts. Now, we end up doing much more of that because we're unclear about what a trua actually is. It's either like a Svarim or like a trua, like do, 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 or do, do, do. So to satisfy all the options, we do a lot more. With that in mind, with that info, now we can understand the answer. If Yochanan says, similar to the Rabbanan, that Tekia true and Tekia equals three, and if you have them massively spaced, like doing one per hour, you'd be good. And this is what he's saying now. It's really lafuke midor of Yochanan. Da'amar, shama teisha tekiyos b'teisha shows b'yom yotza. Kamash malan, against that. That wouldn't be, that we don't hold like that. And although the Rabbanan look at tekiyah, true tekiyah as three as well, and therefore it could be a space between them, maybe this is what the statement of Kahana is coming to say, that it can't be spaced out, and really his comment is going according to the Rabbanan. And that's where we say, Kamash malan, the Rav Kahana is actually going to, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says Garve, Mochinami, who says, maybe Rav Kahana Taka is going according to the Rabbanan? Maybe really that's what it is. And we say, if over, it's coming to Rabbanan as opposed to Rav Yochanan. This is where it can't be. M. Cain, my velo klum. Why does he use the lashon of velo klum? If it were true, then it wouldn't have said, not at all, there's no break. Like we said earlier, everyone agrees that you're allowed to breathe. The question is, are you allowed to wait a few moments? The lo klum is teaching you that, no, you can't, just like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now we're up to the next part of the Mishnah. Had said that on Friday that fell out on Sukkot, there were 48 shofar tekios that we had. So now the Gemara is going to say the following. So we said, Erev Shabbos Shabbosoch Chag. Ve'ilu lamayla me'asiris lo katani. Lamayla asiris. The 10th step, it doesn't mention it. We don't bring up the idea of the 10th step. Right? When we're going through the list, it just doesn't mention the tias that were done in the 10th step that we brought in a couple days ago, right, that we mentioned. So what's going on? Why isn't it mentioned that? And so Gemara Masnisa Mani, who's our Mishnah going like? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov here. Rabbi is going according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who says that Taka didn't blow the shofar on the, over there. The Tanya, Shalosh Lamaila Asiris. Shalosh Lamaila Asiris. There were three that were done on the Maila Asiris, on the 10th step. That's one opinion. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Amar Shalosh Al-Gabim Mizbeach. He says that the Tanakhama said in the 10th step were actually the ones that were done by the Mizbeach when setting up the Aravos, and Rashi points out that, and or for when the water was brought to the Mizbeach for the Nesachim. All right, those are the same blasts. Homer, Lamayla, Asiris, in Omer, Al-Gabe, HaMizbeach. What does he say? Well, there's a Yaakov, Omer, Shalosh, Al-Gabe, HaMizbeach. Homer, Lamayla, Asiris. Oh, I read that wrong. Now we have this machlokus in the Tanakhama Rabbi Eliezer. Ha'omer l'mal Asiris in Omer Gam Mizbeach. The one who says that they did it over there didn't do it over here. So Omer Gam Mizbeach in Omer l'mal Asiris. They had different opinions as per what's going on. So we say we're going to the world of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and that's why it doesn't mention the 10 steps shtickle. In fact, the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, what's pshat, what's his reasoning for this? Kevan, the taka l'psichas sha'arim, l'mayla asiris l'mali the taka. He says there's no point in doing it there. It's not a shahr. It's not a significant place to blast it, right, to do the tekiah. So rather, it's done by the mizbeach. So once you did that, you don't have to do it. There's no reason not to do it anywhere else. High love shahr hu, so hilkach ka mizbeach, adif. Rabbanon, Savi Kivin, the Taka Lemiloi Hamayim, since there's Dafka for the Mayim, and it's not for the Zakifa of the Arava, so Agabi Mizbeach, Lomali. Why is it that we have to talk and do it by Agabi Mizbeach? Hilkach Lemaila, serious Adif. Right, so let me explain. There was a tradition. Rashi points out that there were 12 tekios that were specifically. Whoa, that's a Ribbono Shalom making a huge boom. There was a tradition that had 12 tekios that were specifically for the Mayim. So you got to work out the cheshbon over here. So therefore, it says since these are dafka for the Mayim and not for the zakif of the Rava, there's no need to do it here. Rather, doing the 10th step, since it's more clear that it's specifically done for the Mayim. That is the machlokas. Okay, kiyasa Rabbi Abba Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Midaroma. When you bring the musaf, we're going to see now, whenever you bring the musafin, different musafin, we would blow the shofar. And with that, let's understand something. The Gemara says now, when Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina came from the south, Aisa Mesnisa Bideh, he mentioned a braisa, and he ends up explaining the braisa as well. So, Mesnisa Bideh is, Ubnei Aharon HaKohanim Yisku B'chatzotzos, says that the pasuk says that the Bnei Aaron, the sons of Aaron, who were the Kohanim, they would go ahead and they would be the ones who would blow the chatzotos, the trumpets. Now, She'ein Tamad Lomi Yisko, the pasuk doesn't have to say the words, they're going to blow them, because it already said it earlier. Therefore, it must become to teach us something else, that what we blow according to the Musafim. She'kfar Nemar Utskatam Chatzotos Alosechem Alzuche Shalmechem. Ma Tamad Lomi Yisko, what does it say? Hakol Lefia Musafim Tokim. Means everything goes according to the Musafim, which we're going to explain right now. Hu Tanila, Vu Amrla, he said it, and he's going to explain it. Lomar Shetokin Alkol Musafim Musaf. It's coming to teach us that we blow the shofar for each musaf that we go and that we bring. Rashi explains, L'mashal, if it's Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore there are two musafin, then we're tokeah for each musaf its own set of tekiyas that we go and we do. Now, frak the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Erev Shabbos b'toch ha-chag. Erev Shabbos means Friday, that's b'toch ha-chag. Hayusham arbayim u'shmona. There were 48 tekiyas. But if Rav Acha, if it's like Rav Acha explained, then there's an option for even more than 48, and that's when Shabbos falls out on Yontif. In such a case, there's going to be 51. Listing Shabbos Shabbatoch Chag. Shabbos is on Chag. The Meshkachos L'Chamshin V'Chad is going to be 51. We had spoken the fact that the maximum is going to be 48. So we're going to have one answer. We're going to reject that answer. We're going to come up with the second answer and then the series of question, answer, question, answer, question, answer. So first we have Rav Zera. I'm Rav Zera. Fisha ain't token l'psichas sha'arim b'Shabbos. He says, we don't do the tekiyas for opening the gates on Shabbos, since their purpose was a simon to ready the Kohanim to get to their positions. And therefore it's not doche Shabbos, since it's not a mitzvah. So subtract 3, and then you're going to end up having 48. Comes on Rav, Amar Rav says, Nahor Adar. Man ha delo chash l'kimcha. Who is this one who's not careful with his grain? In other words, he's not really looking into what he's saying or paying attention to what he just said, right? Check yo, flour. We know, chada, number two points to knock this off. Number one is the fact that it says there were 21, which includes for the opening of the gate and even on Shabbos. Chada de b'chol yom tanan, it says every single day. V'od, and furthermore, inami ka'adadi ninu. Even if we were to agree and say that there were only 48 in Shabbos, just like on Erev Shabbos, then let that one be said instead. Right? Let it say the Shabbos case. Listen, Shabbos, Shabbatoch HaChag, Hayu, Shabbar Boi Mishmona. The Shabbos Metatik, then we're going to learn out two things from it. One is we're going to learn out that it's going to show that the Mishnah follows El Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, who says that the trumpets were by the Mizbeach and not by the 10 steps. Shamin Ador Eliezer ben Yaakov, that's number one. And number two is Shamin Dmina Ador Acha Bar Chanina. Also, we're going to learn out that it teaches us the din of Rav Acha, that the Musaf comes along with its own tekiyos. Now, because of the fact that we didn't use the case of Shabbos on that Shabbos falls on Yom Tov itself, but rather only Erev Shabbos, then we end up only learning one lesson. That's what we go by, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So, because the Rav is knocking off Rav Zera, he comes and gives his own answer. So therefore, he comes and he says, Ela, my Rav, lefi she'ein token lemiloy mayim b'Shabbos. Since if it's Shabbos, we get the water on Friday before Shabbos, remember, because we can't be carrying it to the Rav, so we don't do the three blasts on Shabbos for getting the water, so it doesn't reach close to that number. It ends up being 12 less. The Batsri Tuva ends up being much less, 12 less than we said. Rashi says, like we saw in Daf Mem Ches Mem Beis. Now there's 51 minus 12 equals 39. 21 for every day, 9 for the Shabbos Musaf, and 9 for the Musaf of Yontif. Therefore, that's why we didn't mention the case of Shabbos falling out on Yontif. But rather, we went with the Erev Shabbos case. Says Gemara, now hold on one second. Why not mention another case in our Mishnah? V'lisi nami Rosh Hashanah shechalus b'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. There's three Musafs, one for Rosh Hashanah, one for Rosh Chodesh, and one for Shabbos. Of 9 blasts each, comes at the 27. The standard they would bring every day, they would blow every day, was 21. And now you have 27 more, that gets 48. So why don't we bring this case? The Ha'ika Tulasa Musafin. Three Musafs. Musaf Rosh Hashanah, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, and Musaf the Shabbos. Question mark. Answers the Gemara. Erev Shabbos, Abdul Chag, Yitzchukhalei. Because we wanted to teach the case of Friday that falls on Shabbos. That doesn't make any sense. Shafari falls on Sukkot in order to teach, like Rabbi Lezim Yaakov, who says that the truas are not by the Mizbech and not by the 10th step. Lashminik Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That's why we have to go ahead and write that particular case. Frank Gamar, huh? We're not saying not the Jesus case, just add it to the list. Atu Mika Amar Listni Ha, Velo Listni Ha. Did we say this one and not the other one? Listni Ha, Vilisni Ha. Rather, we should be saying both of them. Why don't we bring the case to Rosh Hashanah? And it's the Gemara, okay, chill. We are bringing the case to Rosh Hashanah. We just write in our Mishnah. It's known as Tana Vashir. We taught some and we left over some. The Mishnah didn't write every case. So this case is also one of those cases that the Mishnah didn't write. My Shir, the High Shir. Frank the Gemara, no, really? You're going to say Tana Vashir? Okay, then what other case isn't mentioned? Right? In other words, you don't say, leave out only one thing. If I'm going to say the 20 people standing in front of me, I say, okay, Mr. Number 1, Mr. Number 2, Mr. Number 3, and then the rest of you. So then I left off a bunch of them. But if there's only one more person there, then I'm going to say the person. The fact that I didn't would be strange. So what's the shear here? What's the other thing that's left out that could be in the list also? As the Gemara, shear Erev Pesach, he left out the case of Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach also turns out to be that there's 48 truos going on over here, and that's what he left out as well. Beep, turn the page. Memches, Memches. We just did that in the Rashi. Nun, Dalid, Amid, Beis. Imishom, Erev Pesach. Fact the Gemara, Erev Pesach, we didn't make the list anyway, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the likelihood of a third group actually reaching a point where they're going to be singing the full hallel, then I kind of doing the full hallel. A little background information. We learned this in Pesachim that as they would go ahead and they would bring the Pesach, they would be blowing, they would say hallel, and they would also blow the shofar. And every time they say hallel, they blow the shofar, and sometimes they end up saying hallel even three times. But there were a bunch of different groups that were coming, and by the third group, there were a few people that were there because most people already brought it by the first and second opportunities to bring it. So the few that were left. And so they didn't finish even one hallel, let alone finishing it two or three times. So Bipnei Shaya Amma Mu'atin was very few people that were hanging out at that time. Therefore, it wouldn't even be 48 tekios, so this wouldn't have been on the list at all anyway. And therefore, we have to figure out what's the Tani Vashir, says the Gemara. What are you talking about? Oh, Kim the Deluk Rabbi Yehuda. We already said earlier that the beginning part of the Mishnah, it does not go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, Yehuda says tekiya chukru tekiya is, he puts them as only one, and we said that it's actually three. So we don't need them all together. Rather, we're going to another opinion. It said, no, not like Rabbi Yehuda said. And really, they did say a full hallel in the third time also. So therefore, it's a Tani Vashir. There's a Gemara. V'dilma hay tana savrla kavasei b'chado poligli b'chado. Maybe the Tana of our Mishnah is maskim of Yehuda when it comes to one thing. And that is what? That when it came to the third time of hallel, they only did it one time. And he argued with him in the fact that he says that tkiya tru tkiya really is considered like it's three. Therefore, he's back in the market. If he's back in the market, then we would say that this wouldn't be the case of the Mishnah anyway. So then what's the Tani Vashir? And now the Gemara spells that out. Ella, my shear, the high shear. What's a shear that this is considered a shear? That we're saying the Rosh Hashanah shtickle is left over. What else is left over with it? And so the Gemara, Shir Erev Pesach Shechal Yos Be'erev Shabbos. It's Erev Pesach that falls on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because Apek Shis V'ayel Shis. You take out six, like we're going to say, like Rabbi Yehuda would hold, that when the third group of people came to say Hallel, they won't say it only one time. And so you don't end up having it two more times. It's going to be six more times. You take out six. But because it's Erev Shabbos, you add in six, three blasts that they would put out there that people should basically get ready. And another three that Shabbos is already starting. And therefore, you get a grand total of 48. And that's what is coming, Lafuke as well. That's a ton of a shear. Zuk, the next part of the Mishnah, we said, Ve'ein will see finale, bar Mishnah, we didn't do more than 48 blasts. In fact, the Gemara, Ve'lo, we didn't do more. Ve'ha'ika Erev Pesach, Shechal is a Shabbos. What about Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos? It's going to end up being more than 48. How much will it be? The either of Yehuda, Chamshim V'chad, according to Yehuda, is going to be 51. Rashi does the math. 21 that's done every single day. V'tisha de Musafin, and 9 for the Musaf, Harei Shloshim. And 18, the Shtei Kitos, for the two different groups that came in to do the Hallel. V'shlosha, the Kashlisha, and 6 for the third group. Harei Chamshim V'chad, ends up being 51. Either Rabbanan, we're going to go into the Rabbanan. Then Chamshin V'sheva, they hold that they would finish off Hallel three times. So there's another six. They went on to end up being 57. So why are you putting the max? Why are you capping it? It's cap. Why are you capping it at 48? It's a Gemara. Kikatani midi de'isi b'choshana. Things that we brought are things that are to happen every single year. And Erev Pesach Shechalios b'Shabbos the less b'choshana v'shana lokatani. That doesn't happen every year, so we didn't write it. It's a frekta Gemara. But atu Erev Shabbos b'tocha chag b'isi b'choshana v'shana. Does it turn out that there's such a case that you have Erev Shabbos that falls out on Yontif? Does that happen every year? Zimnin de lo mishkachis la. And even though it doesn't happen, we still put it in there. The hey chidami, what's the case that we're talking about? You're going shechal yom tov rishon be'erev Shabbos. Because of the first day of Sukkos is Shabbos, that means that Erev Shabbos is falling before Sukkos, right? And then you're going to have Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then by the time it ends up being Erev Shabbos, it's already not Sukkos anymore. Says the Gemara, don't worry, that won't happen. You know why? Yom Tov Rishon Erev Shabbos. If they see that it's going to end up falling out on Erev Shabbos, Midchi Dochin and Leib, we would end up pushing off the day, and we would change the months, and it would add a day in order that it would push it off. So it wouldn't actually come to this case where it's not going to work out for us. We're going to see why that is in a second. That second is right now. My time, what's pshat that we would push it off? Kevin de Ikla Yom Tov Rishon Shalchag Dos Be'erev Shabbos, because if Sukkos would fall out on Erev Shabbos, then Yom Kippur, Emes Havi, when would Yom Kippur come out? B'chad B'Shabbos, it would end up being on Sunday. And what's the problem with the falling out on Sunday, which is going to be obviously before Sukkos? The issue is, Rashi says, V'chashina mishum yirkaya, mishum masya, kedisa b'Rosh Hashanah. We're worried about the fact that the vegetables that you picked are going to spoil because they're going to be left for 2 days. And that a dead body is going to have to sit 2 days until it gets buried. So therefore, we don't want that to be happening. Therefore, we go out and we push it off. Frak the Gemara, is it really true that you push it off when we don't allow Yom Kippur to fall on a Sunday? We learned in a Mishnah, Chelve Shabbos, Kraven B'Yom Kippurim. The Chelve, the fats of Shabbos, they're going to be brought on Yom Kippur. Clearly, it's talking about the next day, which is going to be Sunday. Rashi says this is talking about the chelve of the tamid shel bein arbayim. They brought in Yom Kippur shechal b'matzah Shabbos al mechayil Yom Kippurim b'matzah Shabbos, which is on Sunday. The Amar Rabbi Zera also said kavina be'rab b'bavel havi Amar. When we were studying and we were stagging away by Bavel, I used to say had the tiny that we should learn in a brisa Yom Kippurim shechalios erev Shabbos. Yom Kippur fell on erev Shabbos on a Friday. Lo you token, they wouldn't go ahead and they wouldn't blow the shofar. They wouldn't blow the shofar to warn the people to stop doing the work because it was already Yom Kippur and you're not allowed to do work on Yom Kippur. You can't work in Shabbos either, so there's no reason to do it. Uva motzei Shabbos, if it fell on a motzei Shabbos, lo yom avdilin, they wouldn't go ahead and make havdalah. Because of the fact that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are like on the same level, therefore you don't make Havdalah after when one goes into the next. Divrei HaKolhi. This is according to everyone. However, Kislikas Lahasam, when I went over there, what's that talking about? Meaning when he goes to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkachte, Rabbi Yehuda Bereder of Shimon Ben Pazi, the Yosef Akamai, he was sitting and saying, Rabbi Akiva, this all goes according to Rabbi Akiva. It's a side point, this idea, but he's basically pointing out that I didn't know that there was, I thought everybody held like this, but apparently it's a machlokas. But nonetheless, what came up over here is the fact that Yom Kippur actually does fall out on Sunday. And this is Gemara Lukashia, HaRabbanon, our Mishnah is going to the Rabbanon who say, no, we don't let it fall out on Sunday. And HaCherem, these are others that say that Itaka could. The times we learned in the Braisa, HaCherem Omrim, Ein Bein Atzeres LaAtzeres, Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah LaRosh Hashanah, Ela Arba'a Yomim Bilvad. V'mayis Hashanah Muberes, Chamisha. The only difference between one year and the next is 4 days. Because we know there's 354 days in a Hebrew calendar. Divided by 7, you're going to end up with 4 extra days. It divides really nicely 350 into 7, but it doesn't divide 354 into 7, leaves over 4, and therefore there's no difference except for 4 days. And if it's a leap year, then it's going to be 5. But nonetheless, there is, if it falls out on Sunday, then it falls out on Sunday. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, although this Gemara goes on to drop more, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.